Excerpts from the source materials, number one.
So we're going to read from the selected excerpts on the time of contraction and time of expansion. Excerpt number one from Bala Sulam, 600,000 souls. There is indeed only one soul in the world, as it is written, and breathed into his nostrils the soul of life, breath of life. That same soul exists in all the children of Israel, complete in each and every one, as in Adam HaRishon, since the spiritual is indivisible and cannot be cut, which is rather a trait of corporeal things. Rather, saying that there are 600,000 souls and sparks of souls appears as though it is divided by the force of the body of
not in one unified manner.
In other words, first, the body divides and completely denies him of the radiance of the soul. And by the force of the Torah and the mitzvah, commandment, the body is cleansed. And to the extent of its cleansing, the common soul shines on him. For this reason, two discernments were made in the corporeal body. In the first discernment, one feels one's soul as a unique organ, and does not understand that this is the whole of Israel. In the second discernment, the true light of the soul of Israel does not shine on him in all its power of illumination, but only partially. By the measure, he has purified himself by returning to the collective. The sign for the body's complete correction is when one feels that one's soul exists in the whole of Israel, in each and every one of them, for which he does not feel himself as an individual. For one depends on the other. At that time, he is complete, flawless, and the soul truly shines on him in its fullest power, as it appeared in Adam HaRishon. Again, from Conception and Birth by Bala Sulam. Without internal contraction, there is no expansion. It is so because it by no means expands more than its boundary, so there is no movement. And the sign of a creature that is ready for the light of life is that it at least has the power to contract for some reason. At that time comes the light of life and makes the expansion, and the first movement of life occurs. For this reason, movement will not cease from it, and it becomes a living, moving being. That first movement is called a soul, meaning the spirit of life that breathes into his nostrils, as it is written, and breathed into his nostrils, the breath or soul of life. However, the still vegetative and animate do not possess that power to make an internal contraction, for whatever reason. Because of this, the light of life cannot clothe in them and cause expansion. He has given an inexorable law that without contraction and expansion, the kli will not be able to expand beyond its boundary. Hence, the still vegetative and animate are sentenced to eternal death. But the speaking is truly fit for life. However, it is born dead, as was said above, since it requires some reason and cause that will act upon it, at least to make the first contraction. This happens to it by the cold air that comes to it from Torah and good deeds. All point. From the articles of Shamati, what does it mean that the Creator hates the bodies in the work? The writings of Bala Sulam, one paragraph before the end, in Hebrew.
You can also see it on the screens.
פסקה אחת לפני הסוף, שורה שלישית. כל דבר שהוא יותר...
Anything that is farther from clothing is higher.
ולאדם יש יכולת להרגיש במקום היותר מופשט, הנקרא אפס...
And a person has the ability... Anything that is farther from clothing is higher. And a person has the ability to feel in the most abstract place called absolute zero, because there man's hands does not attain. Meaning the will to receive can cling only in the place where there is some expansion of light. Before a person cleanses his kelim, his vessels, so as not to blemish the light, he is incapable of the light coming to him in the form of expansion in the kelim. Only when a person walks on the path of bestowal, meaning in a place where the will to receive is absent, whether in mind or in heart, there the light can come in utter wholeness. And the light is felt in him, meaning he can feel the exaltedness of the upper light. But before a person corrects his kelim to work in order to bestow, when the light expands, the light must be restricted and not shine except according to the purity of the kelim. This is why at that time the light seems to be in utter katnut, smallness. Therefore, when the light is abstracted, devoid of clothing in the kelim, then the light can shine in utter wholeness and clarity without any restrictions for the needs of the purpose of the lower one, or for the needs of the lower one. It turns out that the importance of the work is precisely when a person comes to a state of zero, meaning when he sees that he cancels his entire being and entity, and then there is no control over the will to receive, and then the will to receive has no control, and only then does he enter Kedusha, holiness.
We can understand the last sentence. The ones that precede that are redundant for the time being. You can read it again, the last verse.
It turns out that the importance of the work is precisely when it comes to a state of zero, meaning when he sees that he cancels his entire existence and being. For at that time, the will to receive has no control, no power, and only then does he enter Kedusha.
Okay, let's go.
Excerpt number 3 from Bala Sulam, letter number 4. You lack nothing but to go out to a field that the Lord has blessed and collect all those flaccid organs that have drooped from your soul and join them into a single body. In that complete body, the Creator will instill His Shekhinah, divinity, incessantly. And the fountain of intelligence and high streams of light will be as a never-ending fountain. Each place on which you cast your eye will be blessed, and all will be blessed because of you, for they will bless you constantly.
Excerpt number 4 from Degel Machane Ephraim, portion Shalach. One who wants to serve the Creator truly should include himself with all the created beings. And he should also connect himself to all the souls and include himself with them and they with him. Meaning, you should leave yourself only what is needed for the connection of the divinity. And for that, we need the proximity and the multiplicity of people. Because according to the multiplicity of people who serve the Creator, the light of Shekhinah is more revealed to them. And for that, he has to include himself with all the people and with all the created beings, and to raise everything back to the root for the correction of divinity. Excerpt number 5 from Raya Kuk, Lights of Sanctity. One should always escape from his own individual frameworks which fill his essence, until all his ideas revolve always around his individual destiny, which brings down a person to smallness, and there is no end to corporal and spiritual suffering.
Torments himself, is a fool.
But his thought and desire should be in the basis of his ideas given to the general of everything, the general world, man, and the entire universe. And from that, his individuality will be
on the others.
And everything, the more the general perception is stronger for him, so his joy will grow, and he will be rewarded with the greater... Yeah, it's from Baal HaSulam, letter 2. I will advise you to awaken within you fear from the coldness of love between us. And all the mind denies that depiction, but think, if there's a tactic to add love and you do not, that too is a flaw. It is like a person who gives a great gift to his friend. The love that is revealed in his heart during the act is not similar to the love that remains in the heart after the act. Rather, it grows colder day by day until you can come to forgetfulness.
Oh. Go on.
Excerpt number 6, Baal HaSulam Shamari, article number 36. What are three bodies in men? One must think only of the inner body, for it is a clothing for the soul of Kedusha, sanctity. That is, one should think thoughts that are after one's skin. This means that after the body's skin is called outside one's body, meaning outside one's own
standing, and
but only thoughts of benefiting others. This is called outside one's skin. This is so because after one's skin there is no grip to the klipot, for the klipot grip only that which is within one's skin, meaning that which belongs to one's body and not outside one's body, called outside one's skin. This means that they possess anything that is clothed in the body, and they cannot hold anything that is not clothed in the body. When one persists with thoughts that are after one's skin, he will be rewarded with what is written, and after my skin they broke this, and from my flesh shall I see God. This is the Shekhinah, divinity, and she stands after one's skin. Broke means that it has been corrected to be a pillar after my skin. At that time, one is awarded, and from my flesh shall I see God. It means that Kedusha, sanctity, comes and closes the interior of the body, specifically when one agrees to work outside one's skin.
Go on.
Excerpt number 7, Baal HaSulam, anyone who is sorry for the public. To the extent that one appreciates, so one is allotted. That is according to the size of the hole in the kli, meaning the receptacle and its insides, that lack will always be filled, no less and no more. Therefore, a servant of the Creator who is not sorry for the public, but fills only his own personal lack, his receptacle for abundance is also not greater. As a result, he will not be able to receive the collective revelation of godliness in the form of the comfort of the public, since he did not prepare a kli to receive this collective discernment, but only his individual discernment. Conversely, one who is sorry for the public and feels the troubles of the public as his own trouble is rewarded with seeing the complete revelation of the Shekhinah, divinity, meaning the comfort of the whole of Israel, because his lack is a collective lack. The abundance of Kedusha is also collective. By this you will understand the matter of the righteous have no rest. Interpretation. Since the abundance is blessed according to the level of the lack and longing of the righteous, to that extent, not less and not more. They always exert to deepen and expand the receptacle, for the giver has no measure, only the receiver. So, their entire intention in life is to strengthen their yearning and make for themselves a receptacle in order to bring contentment by expanding the boundaries of Kedusha in the blessing of the Creator.
It's not comprehended.
Excerpt number 8 from Kol Simcha Igot. An individual person who does not include himself within the collective of Israel is not imparted from above from the collective love. And the verse says about it, love thy friend as thyself, literally. Because the love of Israel is imparted from the love of the place for Israel. And if he will not include himself within the collective of Israel, he can be in danger. And the Shunammite said about that, within my people do I dwell.
Let's keep going.
Excerpt number 9, Rabash, a prayer of many. It is written, I dwell among my own people. The Zohar says, one should never retire from the people because the mercy of the Creator is always on the whole people together. This means that if one asks the Creator to give him vessels of bestowal, as our sages said, as He is merciful, you be merciful too, one should pray for the whole collective. This is because then it is apparent that his aim is for the Creator to give him vessels of pure bestowal. As it was written, the mercy of the Creator is always on the whole people together. It is known that there is no giving of half a thing from above. This means that when abundance is given from above to below, excerpt number 10, Baal HaSulam, not the time for the livestock to be gathered. This is the meaning of a prayer in public. One must not exclude oneself from the public and ask for oneself, not even to bring contentment to one's maker.
The scale of divinity.
One who departs from the public to ask specifically for one's own soul does not build. On the contrary, he inflicts ruin upon his soul. One who departs from the public to ask specifically for one's own soul does not build. On the contrary, he inflicts ruin upon his soul. Even during work, when he prays along against his will, he departs from the public and ruins his soul. And there was no awakening for any individual in the assembly of Israel to ask for anything individually, for no one needed anything, because they did not feel as separate selves. And this was their power to come out of Egypt with a mighty hand. Thus, everyone must gather with all of his strength into the whole of Israel with every plea to the Creator in the prayer and in the work and include himself in the root of all of Israel.
Okay.
Excerpt number 11, Rabash, the ruin of Kedusha, holiness. One must not ask the Creator to bring him closer to him, as it is insolence on the part of men, for in what is he more important than others? However, when he prays for the collective, which is Malchut, called the Assembly of Israel, the sum of the souls, that the Shekhinah, divinity, is in the dust, and then he prays that she will rise, meaning that the Creator will light up her darkness, then all of Israel will rise in degree too, including the beseeching person who is excerpt number 12. It's from Rav Kook. The connection and cleaving into the Assembly of Israel. When a person sets his mind and heart to cleave to the divine light which shines in the Assembly of Israel as a whole, he cleaves by that to the divine light which dwells in the general degree of the general man. The Assembly of Israel is its center and essence. And by that, he also cleaves to the general light of divinity, which is revealed in the entire Havaya. And in additional forces, he adds strength to the assembly of Israel, because he is a part of it. And anyway, he adds strength to the degree of man and to all the worlds.
Outside of our circle.
Except number 13, Rav Raya Kook, the lights of Israel. Our soul is great, strong and mighty. It breaks iron's wall, mountain and hills each other's. It is wide, it is endlessly wide, it cannot shrink, it has to expand to all those billions of Israeli souls of ours, in all their degrees, in all of them. In all of them, our soul will spread, it will embrace them all, it will revive them and encourage all of them.
All of those that were directed towards their point.